Describing health disparities and monitoring progress in reducing them has been a national priority in both Healthy People 2010 and 2020. Healthy People 2020 has a public health infrastructure objective, number 7.3, to increase the proportion of population-based objectives for which national data are available by SES. Healthy People 2020 defined standards for which SES measures would count for these objectives. Two were selected, both measures of individual SES, education level and individual family income. Many of the Healthy People objectives lacking individual SES data are those for reportable diseases, malignancies, and vital statistics data, conditions based on case reporting without individual SES. However, given that these data have street address, it's possible to use area-based SES to describe disparities. Thus, the potential exists to get national data for some of these conditions by census tract level SES. The main objectives of this assessment were to determine, one, the prevalence of states that have SES data on selected reportable conditions with Healthy People 2020 objectives, and whether that data is individual or area-based, and two, states' readiness to generate SES data using area-based measures, and specifically, the prevalence routinely geocoding, and of those doing so, the percentage linking geocoded to census tract SES data and what census tract SES measures are being used. The assessment was developed by a consultant working with the Health Disparities Subcommittee chairs, of which I'm one, and volunteers, and included 16 questions. The assessment was conducted online through state epidemiologists through the summer, during the summer of 2015. Response rate was 45 of 51 states, which include DC as a state. Starting with individual SES, we confirmed that relatively few states, shown in blue, had the ability to collect it for any of the categories of disease we asked about that you can see along the x-axis. We also found that relatively few routinely collected individual SES data, except for some birth and death data. By contrast, a much higher percentage of states had the ability to geocode address data, generally 80% or more, and many were already routinely doing it, especially for malignancies, births, and deaths. Among the states that routinely geocoded their data, we looked at the number and percentage that then linked it to census tract or block group, a necessary step to creating area-based SES measures. In general, 40 to 50% did such linkage, with higher numbers and rates for malignancies. Finally, we asked how many states had conducted area-based SES analyses and what measures they used. The most common measure was census tract poverty, shown in blue, followed by median household income, shown in orange. Several states had conducted analyses using zip code level poverty, shown in gray. So we draw the following conclusions from the assessment. First, it's not promising to pursue collecting individual SES data to help meet Healthy People 2020 public health Infrastructure Objective 7.3. Second, most states have the ability to routinely geocode, and 40 to 60% are already doing it. However, we note that only a minority of states doing geocoding link the geocodes to census tract and analyze by census tract SES. Finally, while we are a long way from having most states systematically link and analyze data by area-based SES, there's the potential to pursue using census tract level SES in any given Sentinel surveillance system, ideally for the next iteration of Healthy People. To this end, we note that Healthy People 2020 objectives for a number of infectious disease outcomes are based on Sentinel systems, as shown on this slide. We also note that there is a precedent for centrally collecting census tract SES data from multiple states and analyzing it for HIV within the emerging infections programs and for malignancies. This assessment and these precedents have led the Health Disparities Subcommittee to introduce a position statement numbered 16 cross-cutting, or CC01, which has the components listed on this slide. We hope that those of you in a position to vote on position statements for your state will come and support it tomorrow at 2:00 in the cross-cutting session. So my thanks to my co-authors and all who made the assessment and position statement possible.